At Singapore, the Scottish officer turned to the blaze-blackened communicator and lowered his infrabeam binoculars.
I don't understand it.
Tolnep Marines had been using artillery to pound a hole under the atmosphere armor cable to the north. It had cost them very dearly. They had lost 12 tanks trying to do just that. But a running group of them had rushed up to that distant cable before they could be stopped and had blown a hole wide open beneath it at a cost of 5 Marines. The Scottish officer had fully expected that with the next wave, some of them would get to the powerhouse and turn all their power off and leave them defenseless. But they had suddenly withdrawn. For the past 20 minutes, they had been picking up wounded and salvaging equipment and boarding launch crafts, harassed continually by the terrestrial battle planes. Now, they were soaring up out of reach. The Tolnep fleet was circling. Some minutes ago, the anti-aircraft control men had reported all non-Tolnep ships up there had pulled out, one for Edinburgh, 3 more for Russia. Now, there were just Tolnep's up there.
They're leaving,
said the Scottish officer. Well, this point at the Singapore mine site had served as a diversion that pinned enemy forces down, and for quite a while, with very light losses. The cost to the enemy had been great. While he watched, the last of his own planes pulled back. None were equipped with door seals to let them fly out of the atmosphere. His planes were landing now. The last one came in. When its motor went off, the silence, after all the constant din, almost hurt the ears. There was only the sizzle of armor cable. Way to the south and east, black smoke still soared above the ancient ruins of Singapore.
Those ships up there are heading west,
the anti-aircraft control officer called across to him.
Slightly south of west.
Speed?
Said the Scottish officer.
They're still accelerating. Wait, I'm plotting this. On that course, they're going to arrive at Kariba mine site. They must be low on solar charge because their speed is only about 2 miles a second. They would get to the Kariba site in 37 or 38 minutes.
The Scottish officer said to the communicator,
Warn Kariba ops! They're about to have company!
The smoking terrain all about them showed the hell that flotilla could raise. Without the armor cable, the defenders here would have been dead 10 times over. A bird sang somewhere. Funny in these charred ruins. The Scottish officer wondered what Johnny was doing just now. Whatever it was, they had better get a move on at Kariba. God, he was tired. Those Tolneps played rough games. If they had not pulled out so strangely, the whole force here at the Singapore mine site, armor power off, would have been slaughtered in another 20 minutes. Yes, they better look alive at Kariba.
End of CD 36.